This is Growing Native. I'm Petey Mosquiti. There are areas near our home on the banks of the Ojalote that are thick with mimosa. Plants waist high and so close together that only a masochist would think to wade through them. And maybe to do so, the thought process would be, I'm going to wade through those mimosas so my pants can be ripped from my body, and the bottom half of my body will look like I've been standing in a barrel of piranhas. Sometimes when you look at a thicket of those mimosas, you think you can work your way through them like a maze, but forget it. If you were the size of a javelina, maybe. Deer seem to be impervious to the hooked thorns, hooked like a rose thorn, hooked like a cat claw. Some folks call this plant cat claw, but to me that's another plant entirely, an acacia, Acacia greggii. Acacia greggii is cat claw acacia. Mimosa biancifera is wait a minute bush, a very cool name. Wait a minute. That's the plant all around me. But what I want to tell you is that sometimes it's the landscape, all you can see. Its pre-spring color is a sea of gray branches and sometimes delightfully broken up by mule deer heads looking out and over it. Mule deer safe in an ocean of wait a minute bush. So it's the color of some of my landscape, depending on, you know, where I am or the direction I look. You know, I'm a desperate man looking for green. Hey, winter is over, and I know any minute something other than a cottonwood will bud. Yeah, I think they've been budded out for a month. And push some leaves, please. Shoot. Come on, green. I spend a lot of time in my little greenhouse, thank goodness, looking at seedlings emerging and growing. I'm very excited, and my wife, you know, Ms. Mosquiti, planted a bunch of pine seed, little pine nuts, a bunch being a couple thousand, and they're emerging, and they're so cute. Pine seedlings are very cute. So many of them are coming up, you know, with a seed on them. The shell of the seed or nut is holding on, you know, and the six cotyledons are inside. Those seed leaves of a pine are in there. And I can't resist gently pulling the old casing off. And those cotyledons are a green whorl on a tiny stem. Very, very cute. A baby pine. Yeah. These particular ones are Pinus ingemannii, Apache pine, well known, by the way, for its extremely long needles, 10-inch long needles that can be used in amazing basketry. And the other is Pinus ponderosa, or it may be Arizonica. It's a five-needle ponderosa, which is very cool. I'm sure both of these species will make me very rich. Hey, got some other neat plants, German in there, and showing their little cotyledons. I know that sounds kinky, but I'm alone in there. But really, I have some Ceanothus emerging. Actually, two species of Ceanothus coming up. Ceanothus findleri coming up. A very pretty shrub when in flower. It's a spiny shrub, spinescent, which means each branch ends in a spine. And I always find it in the forest, and you see it low, 5,000 feet, and then all the way up into the Sky Islands at 8,000 or 9,000 feet. Incredible. Also clusters of white flowers. Seems to bloom all summer and always covered in butterflies when it's blooming. Yeah. And the other Ceanothus coming up is Ceanothus greggii. And I'm forgetting to tell you this, but Ceanothus is in the buckthorn family. Ceanothus is a Greek name for some other spiny shrub. Greg is, and Findler both were plant collectors out in the West in the 1800s. So I wanted to read a poem to you that I wrote about Ceanothus. I gathered seed of Ceanothus greggii on a rocky slope in May. Buckbrush is what I'm talking about, and yeah, it's easier to say. It got that common name because it's good browse, especially for deer. So I put those seed capsules in an envelope on a bookshelf very near, where I sit to write down plant lists and sometimes write a check. So I'm sitting there, and I hear a noise, and I wonder, what the heck? Capsules were popping open. Tiny seeds are shooting out. I'm going to be growing Ceanothus this year. Now there is no doubt. So should I scarify or stratify, or maybe combine the two? I want those seeds to germinate. I got to figure out what to do. I'll use my incredible plant wisdom and a little ecology. A lot of it will be magic with just a pinch of theology. I'll agonize. I'll pray and I'll plead to some very weird gods. I take this pretty seriously. or I'd never pick those pods. And by fall, I'll have tiny plants by seed from that rocky slope. Seeds I remember hearing popping in an envelope. And I know it sounds just crazy, and it seems such an ordeal. But growing plants from the wild keeps old Petey real. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.